Club members to this week's Lunch and Learn. And this is the final chapter in our month of April being all about teams. We've gone through recruitment and hiring and onboarding people. And today we're talking about team culture. And I've got a fantastic guide that you can use to create a fantastic team culture within your organization. Now, the reason why team culture is a crucial element to building a successful practice is because your practice are made up of people. And if those people are unhappy or their ability to thrive has been dampened, then your business will stagnate. And you'll also find hiring and keeping great people an enormous challenge. Many times I see on Facebook chat groups and all the rest of it that money is not the most important element of keeping a great job. If you want to make sure that you keep your great people, they want to work in a great environment. And that's why team culture is one of the most crucial steps to building and sustaining a fantastically successful dental practice. So let's have a little look at what makes a bad team culture. Here are some characteristics. Number one, constant negative gossiping. It's okay every now and again to have a bit of a whinge and a whine about something. However, I think we've all worked in environments where the gossiping is mean-spirited and consistent. It's a difficult thing for many staff members to extricate them away from those kind of conversations without then having the focus of the mean gossiping onto them. And so if you do have gossiping as part of your team culture, it can be enormously damaging. We've all been there ourselves, haven't we? Lack of responsibility. It's not my fault, it's everybody else's fault. There's all these reasons under the sun that I'm not performing to my best. So lack of responsibility is an element of poor team culture. It could also be a symptom of a blame culture within your organization. People don't want to put their hand up and take responsibility because they will be scrutinized by other team members or by the ownership. Poor communication between team members and managing staff, another element of poor team culture. Excessive absenteeism. When you've got a team member or team members that all of a sudden they start not turning up to work on a regular basis, it might be because they're miserable, and that being in your particular team culture is quite toxic for them. And under normal circumstances, they can front up day after day after day. Just every now and again, it gets debilitating and they wake up one morning and they say, I just can't do it today. So when you've got some excessive absenteeism going on in your organization, have a consideration what your team culture is and if it is at all contributing to it. Favoritism and double standards. Everyone else gets in trouble apart from that one golden child that seems to be in the pocket of the owner. So make sure that favoritism and double standards aren't appearing as characteristics within your team culture. Unsafe working conditions is another characteristic of poor team culture. Dishonesty, harassment and bullying for sure. And blaming, as I mentioned earlier. No one can do anything wrong without the finger being pointed rather rudely and abruptly at them and made to feel that they are inadequate at their jobs just for making a mistake. So poor team culture, you would agree that all of these elements you would wish never to have as part of your team, but you may also recognize elements of that, oh gosh, I think sometimes it is part of my team, or it has certainly been the part of previous teams that I have worked in. And regardless of how beautiful you describe, you could draft the most magnificent team culture and you could print it up and pop it up on the wall in the staff room to remind everybody. We could all get really excited by it. However, that's not your team culture. Your team culture is what's actually happening on the ground, and it may be that wonderful team culture, and if it is, that's tremendous. But don't think just by drafting a great team culture that that's enough to shift long-held behaviors within your organization. So let's have a look at what we would like to see in team culture. First of all, safety, and I don't just mean physical safety, but emotional safety as well. That when you turn up to work every day, there isn't going to be any bullying, harassment, something to make you feel less than. So safety is an important one. Respect is a very big one in how we want to manage patients, how we want to manage each other, how we want to look at towards the leadership of our organization. Respect is relevant in so many areas of our dental practice. Trust, that we trust each other to do our roles, that we trust each other to keep our confidences, that we trust each other, that I can fall back and you'll be there for me, having my back. accountability, that everyone is so well supported and we assume the best of each other. So it makes it far easier to put your hand up and say, you know what, I made a mistake. I'm accountable for that negative result because of this and this, because they know they won't be heavily scrutinized, that they will be supported throughout making things right. So accountability is certainly a characteristic of great team culture. Fairness, absolutely fairness. Effective communication, that everyone recognizes their responsibility to effectively communicate, make themselves heard, make themselves understandable, and on the flip side, seek to understand when you're listening to others. Cheering each other on, very supportive of one another, take ownership over the space you hold within the organization and ownership over your role and responsibilities. Kindness, goodness me, kindness is an enormous element of working well with other people. You could picture if it was a family unit rather than a team unit, family members that truly care for each other, are kind and generous with one another, as opposed to really out there on their own, just looking out for their own selves, but they've actually got each other's back much better. And responsibility. They take responsibility for themselves, their perception, their responses, their reactions to everything that goes on around them. And so the reason why team culture is an important element of your practice to concentrate on, put the efforts into creating, it's because the team culture, if you can picture a new member of a team coming in to your existing team, they may have been told all of the beautiful things of the beautiful team culture, and they will bring that information into the team with the intention of rolling that out and playing their active role in that. However, if once they get into the team, there's actual disharmony, they're going to conform to what is, not what's stated to be, but what is. And so when we are recruiting people, when we're telling our existing people, this is how we want to behave, this is what the team culture is going to direct them to do. What will my behavior at work be? How will I communicate with staff and patients? How can I expect to be treated by others? What can I, as a responsible member of staff, encourage in those around me? What behaviors, responses, communication is unacceptable and why? So you have a think about team members who are in your space already. They have already figured out on a subconscious basis, just through the behaviors and actions of and responses of the people around them, what's acceptable and what's not. I often get practices to think about if you're a foster child coming into a foster family, you're coming in as a partially developed human being, and you need to be able to conform to what's around you because that's what's going to be your normal. That's what's going to make you accepted within this new family unit. Same is true when a new team member comes into an existing team. What is the accepted behavior? What am I allowed to swear? What happens if a patient yells at me? What am I supposed to do then? And if we leave all of these responses up to their default behaviors, up to what they presume things to be, it will likely not be aligned with what your particular practice wants and desires. And you need to be specific and communicate these specifics clearly to your team members if you would like them to act in a certain way. No one is a mind reader here, so we need to be very clear about our expectations of behaviors and what we find acceptable and not acceptable as well within our teams. So what should your team culture be? Let's get a few bits and pieces out here. And what I do encourage you to do, I've got a fantastic downloadable guide that I'm going to be supplying you with for you to take into a brainstorming session with your team members. And it's even better if this guide gets distributed to all of them prior to this brainstorming session. Get some answers down. It doesn't matter if it's anonymous or not, makes zero difference. You just want the golden information, and you'll see what I mean by that when I go through the download in a minute. But get the team together and let's start to identify what constitutes a great team culture where people love turning up to work every day. They find it easy and well supported to roll out all their responsibilities of the day. They feel supported even when they make a mistake or a patient yells at them or another team member's cross with them. They feel well supported all throughout, and they are very clear about what the practice expectations and the team expectations are on them. So we want a team culture for number one, we want it to promote a feeling of safety for all of your employees, safe from bullying and safe to achieve success. In some workplace organizations, there's a bit of competitiveness, and one person knows they can deliver a great performance in a brand new project, such as developing a brand new page on the website that's really going to generate some new business, but they're shy about doing it because it may get all the other team members offside. And so not just safe from bullying, but also safe to achieve great success and be a great performer. Your team culture should also be encouraging of all staff to be the best they can be. And one of my values, and I do encourage dental practices to adopt this value as well, is can I? C-A-N-I. Constant and never-ending improvement. If you have really fostered that kind of can I environment, you are encouraging all the staff to be the best they can be, and you're also allowing them the time, the practice, the opportunity to adopt new skills and become better and better at what they do. Your team culture should also be one that encourages building each other up rather than being in conflict or competition with one another. There's this fantastic video that I quickly just embedded into this page because it really does indicate the impact that we can have on one another. You might notice if you're quick enough that there's a player in the background that misses a pass and then feels quite disappointed with himself. And this guy, Jalen Hands, manages this beautifully, this lovely support that he offers his teammate. Have a look.
Ahead to Prince Ali. They don't have numbers. That's the wrong guy to pass it to in that situation. Oh, and they turn it over.
Oh, my gosh.
That's kind of the story of
Great job by Jalen Hands. Come over there, take his throat, and just push his head.
Can you imagine if you had a team culture where your team members meant that to each other, provided that to each other? We're not just caring and supportive, but empowering. And I know you can do this, and everyone makes mistakes. You're going to get it right next time. Or maybe not, but we're still going to be here for you. And reinstilling a level of self-confidence in each other, because it's only with self-confidence that we feel at the top of our abilities to manage our performance as well. We need self-confidence. Self-confidence is a crucial element to performing well as team members within an organization, and it's the first thing that gets driven out of somebody when they are heavily scrutinized under micromanagement, when their mistakes are being pinpointed and out there for all to see without the added support around it as well, and when you don't provide that kind of ongoing support. And I have belief in you, so in yourself as well. Self-confidence is enormously important, and I did write an article around self-confidence for the Australasian Dental Practice magazine. It's attached to this lesson, so you can have a read of that, so you really get it into your head how important that self-confidence, not just for ourselves is, but for the rest of our team as well. The other thing that your team culture should be is one that motivates staff to achieve all practice goals and empowers all staff to tackle every challenge, knowing that they will have the support of superiors. Important stuff. What else should your team culture be? It should also inspire employees to be better than they plan to be. So when you're drafting it, when you're throwing ideas together with a brainstorming session and you're drafting this document, this important document of what your team culture is going to be, then it does need to have within it something that inspires employees to be better than they plan to be. It should state very clearly the expected methods of communication to be used. If something has gone wrong, do I contact the owner? Do I interrupt them in the surgery? Do I text message them? Do I use the WhatsApp group? So say very clearly the expected and acceptable methods of communication. Highlight how each member has the power to make or break effective teamwork. This is an important step. Some people do think, oh, I've got a bit of a bad attitude, or I've turned up to work that little bit late every day for the past couple of weeks. It really doesn't matter too much. No, everyone has an equal responsibility and an equal impact on the team. It should emphasize each staff member's responsibility in being an effective team member. That it's not just desirable for you to be a great team member, but it's one of the responsibilities that you hold when you have become part of this team. You hold a responsibility to be positive, problem solving, encouraging of each other, great with patients, great communicator, etc. It should encourage hard work, mindful behavior, and celebration of successes. We always have to celebrate when we achieve all of our great, wonderful goals. So these are the kind of characteristics, the kind of elements that your team culture should be aiming towards. What your team culture specifically is going to be unique to your practice, your client base, the people that are employed within your organization, what your values as a dental practice are, what your values as individuals are. And so I wouldn't want you to think that this is a very quick thing that you figure out in one meeting, implement it the next day, and then we're done. It is a longer process than that. So really start to identify, as you know, one of the questions you could ask to the whole group is, what elements of teamwork worked really well in past practices that you worked at or past organizations that you've been involved with, and what didn't work really well? Let's just start identifying what we want more of in this practice and what we want less of, what inspires us to be better than, and what actually is quite deflating for us, what makes us happier working with each other, and what makes us feel more miserable about working with each other. Let's get some positives and negatives, some helpful and unhelpful things written down on paper. As you discuss, and you know, you may have several brainstorming sessions to get to the point where you're all really happy and very clear about what you want to do moving forward in terms of your team culture. The team culture guide I'm going to provide to you is going to be quite helpful in getting this information out. And let's go to that screen right now. So remember, print this out or send it out as a print this out and give it to each of your team members, maybe a week prior to a brainstorming session. Ask them to be as frank as they can be, that they won't be identified when you're discussing the feedback as a group. It's just going to be a whole bunch of stuff that's thrown in the middle, frank conversation. So what we want to get at the end of it is great clarity, so we know what position, so we know what we're doing moving forward. And remember those great questions to ask yourself. You know, where have we been? Where are we now? Where do we want to go? What needs to be done in order for us to get there, and what role will each one of us play in getting there? Answering those five questions will provide great clarity moving forward. Now let's go to the guide. And here's a team culture guide. This is a download that is available on the website under free downloads, and it's attached to this lesson, so you can download it straight away. Hand it to all of your employees. And the questions that are involved in it are, first of all, we've got a bit of a preamble. Stuff that we've already spoken about. So team culture is the belief and behaviors of the people within your practice. The team culture describes the patterns of thinking and behavior that team members demonstrate when working towards the vision of your practice. This is important because once the team have identified and committed to the culture, they will be more empowered, enlightened, and confident to determine in almost every situation the appropriate behavior to adopt in moving forward. The culture you define for your business is the chosen, deliberate manner with which to provide your product or service. It is the culture that will direct staff members how to behave in their realization of the vision of the practice. It tells them, what will my behavior at work be? How will I communicate with staff and with patients? How can I expect to be treated by others? What can I, as a responsible member of staff, encourage in those around me? What behaviors, responses, communication is unacceptable, and why? I always think it's a good idea to balance it out. So this is great, and really, this is really not great. That's really frowned upon. So people are very clear around what the boundaries are. The team culture of a business is, if supported and encouraged, become the conscience of the staff. A business with no conscience is like a person with no morals. There is no stopping them. There is nothing stopping them from stepping outside social boundaries and creating a very poor working environment for everyone. However, the opposite is also true. A living culture will provide structure, safety, and guidance to employees. The working environment will be vibrant and productive. There will be no confusion. It will not be at the mercy of negative attitudes and damaging influences. A strong, effective culture statement is vital in providing team members what they need to be successful in their roles. The following pages have questions that you can ask yourself and your team members to assist in frank and helpful conversation about what team culture will have the greatest impact on your team. And here are the questions. Where are we now? What behaviors are rewarded? Now remember, we're not going for what is ideal under ideal circumstances. We're talking about what actually happens right now. What behaviors are rewarded? And this could be reward by either direct acknowledgement or less obvious feelings of approval. And what behaviors are punished by either direct reprimand or less obvious feelings of disapproval? What aspects of each team member's job brings them happiness? What aspects of each team member's job brings them frustration or stress? There are many things that cause stress to a working environment, but they're just not spoken about. No one quite knows the forum with which to raise these kind of issues. And sometimes after a few days, they seem so little, you just forget it, but it does cause an underlying level of frustration for them. Another question, when does each team member feel most motivated? That's a wonderful question to ask each of your team members. Ask each team member if there was one aspect of your team culture that you would change, what would it be? What causes conflict in the team? How does the team manage mistakes? Remember, it's what's happening right now. What are people's contributions to each of these questions? How is feedback delivered to team members? What kind of people seem to be most successful here? Where are we now? Still going. Current attitudes that are helpful in our practice are, and current attitudes that are unhelpful in our practice are. So moving through those questions as a team, giving your team members a chance to contemplate and reflect and enter in their information there, gathering all of those answers together, no one's name is on anything, and all those answers are discussed as a group will help you understand what is actually happening in this practice right now. Is it a great team culture at the moment, or is there room for improvement? And if there is room for improvement, what specific areas do we need to improve? Maybe it might be the way that information is shared amongst your team that needs to be a more refined system. Maybe it's, gosh, we do tend to be heavily scrutinizing of mistakes, and we hardly ever actually acknowledge people when they're doing a great job. So that's something we can sink our teeth into and make sure that we modify and change moving forward. So it helps bring everything down to specifics and identify the stuff that's going well and the stuff that we need to improve upon. So designing your team culture. Your team culture should, and we've gone through these already, these sort of points, inspire team members to be better than they plan to be and state very clearly the expected methods of communication, etc. So let's go through the actual questions to ask the group in your brainstorming session. As part of your brainstorming group, have everyone imagine for a few moments what the most magnificent team looks like to them, how they communicate, how they behave. Imagine that there is nothing in your way. Everyone is fully on board. There are no barriers. And this is the kind of behavior that we're seeing in that environment. This is how we give and receive feedback in the future. Not now. This is what we want to be. This is how we agree to manage mistakes. This is how we agree to interact in stressful times and during conflict. This is how we implement the new systems and behaviors. And so it starts again to help you bring around specifics too. This is exactly the ideal helpful behavior that's going to make working in this environment magnificent for everyone involved. This is the behavior that we can all sit back and rely upon. This is how I'm treated, and this is how I treat others. And even just that question, this is how we agree to manage mistakes, that is a lovely agreement to come to in a group, because scrutiny over mistakes is one element that I hear very commonly throughout the practices that I work with, that the minute they make a mistake, they're the worst person in the world and they don't get any support around it. And so agreeing, having everyone have an input with, if I made a mistake, what would I like to have happen? Let's make an agreement with each other. This is how we'll support each other. This is how we'll acknowledge that you've made a mistake, but we'll raise your chin. The attitudes that each team member will bring to the practice every day is happiness, positivity, encouragement, kindness, caring. So think about what's going to be really compelling for the whole team. We will encourage each other by. This is a big one because we go through our working lives subconsciously recognizing when people are doing the right thing, but never uttering a word about it, and then jumping on them when they do something wrong. Flip it around, really start to encourage all the behaviors that you want to see repeated. And so if someone's being fantastic on the phone, like they've been having a fantastic phone manner for years and years and years, don't let that stop you from saying it. Be mindful around that and go, "That was awesome, Joy. You sound so great on the phone. I really love listening to you on the phone." Always acknowledge people when they're doing the right thing, even if they always do that right thing. Acknowledge it. It's wonderfully inspiring. And it helps buffer if they do something wrong and they feel bad about themselves. Their confidence is lifted already because they know they have the support and of the people around them, and they know that the people around them have confidence in them. Huge. This is how we celebrate our wins. This is how we describe our team. And so that's the team culture guide that is available to you. I encourage you to use that as a helpful aid in getting the kind of conversation going that's required in order to really make some big inroads to developing a great team culture within your practice. Now, I'm just going to finish off with, once you've got your great team culture in place, what then? So we've identified maybe a whole series of 20 different behaviors that we want to shift and change. I really encourage you to use the morning huddle to help you as a support to start shifting some behaviors. Now, if, for example, our new team culture has got 20 different behaviors that we want to implement, if I said to you all, "Okay, here are the 20 behaviors, now implement them straight away," there's no way you can. It's too much information, requires way too much energy and thought process to remember them all and to affect behavior throughout every day. What we want to do is be on a constant and never-ending improvement journey in terms of the team culture. Identify one thing at a time. Bring it up at the morning huddle. The morning huddle has got the last item on every morning huddle is team focus, is focus. What we're focusing on this day, this week, this month, this quarter, this year. It could, depending on what that focus is, it needs to appear there regularly until a new habit has been formed. And if that new habit is part of your team culture, such as we want to start acknowledging when people are doing a great job, then have that as the focus. We've gone through the morning huddle. Now remember, this fortnight's going to take more than just one day to get a new habit going. This fortnight, we are concentrating on acknowledging people when they're doing a great job. And so each one of us today at some point need to see somebody who's doing a great job and acknowledge them for it. So let's go. Then the next day, the morning huddle comes around and say, "Remember, this is our focus. What did everyone see yesterday? Did you acknowledge that person? Remember, we're doing it again today and doing it again today. Did we do it yesterday? Doing it again today." You do that for a couple of weeks or a month and it becomes ingrained in your behavior, and you've reached the first crucial step in shifting team culture in your organization. Then just move to the next point that you'd like to implement and have that as the focus on your morning huddle for as long as it takes to get that shift in behavior. The other thing to do to maintain a powerful team culture is, number one, talk it up. Keep it as part of an ongoing discussion. Intend to speak about it daily. It may seem a lot, however, it doesn't take long. And the impact this has on the statement's influence is huge. And so just make it part of what you talk about every day. Just bring it up in some way every day. The next thing is live it. If the owners are not willing to acknowledge, promote, and live all practice statements, then they cannot expect employees to understand the importance of the process. It must start with setting an example from the top. So we've got a new, it's such an important thing, we're doing this new important thing, and the next day you turn up to work and the owner's not doing it. You're like, "Oh, well, it's just one of those things that they spoke about, but nothing's ever done." But no, this is the new important thing we're doing. The next day everyone turns up to work, the owner is doing it. You go, "Oh, it's important. Okay, we're doing it, let's go." So it needs to come from the top down, but having that commitment by everyone to lead by example. And the third element to make sure that you are maintaining this powerful team culture is to acknowledge others' engagement. It is pure gold when others follow your lead and start talking up and living the company vision and culture. Acknowledge these efforts one-on-one and do it publicly. This way you are clearly communicating to all staff, this is how we all should be operating and behaving. Good luck with improving your team culture or implementing a great one if you've got one that's a little bit dysfunctional. If you require any assistance from me, please contact me anytime. I hope you find the downloadable guide really helpful, and also the article about confidence, self-confidence. It really does play an enormous role in how well we tackle our performance in the workplace, but also within our lives as well. Keep everyone's chin up, help each other out, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye-bye.